can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Oh, I got that delicious. Which one am I drinking this morning? The Bold. Oh, so good. Thank you, Cumberland Farms. Leah's from Manchester. Good morning, Leah.
It's Annalia.
Annalia. Oh, my apologies, Annalia.
Okay.
How long do you commute every day?
I go to Wolfboro on Fridays. It's my only commute, honestly.
How far is that?
It's about a little over an hour and ten. Yeah, it's all right. I get compensated for my mileage, so it's all right.
Class is half full with Annalia.
I like that. Although she is stuck listening to us for that time, so you win some, you lose some. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Annalia?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's still a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 164 losses. So we get one more loss, we go to Redemption Week, okay?
All right.
1,639 wins. Question number one. Kristen Stewart admits that she has resting bee face, but only because she refuses to act all the time. Name the co-star she previously dated for 3 years, but was broken off due to her cheating.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, close enough. Question number two. Tom Wopat, who played Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, was arrested for allegedly groping a woman's backside on the set of a play he's doing here in Waltham. What is the name of the 69 Dodge Charger the Duke boys drove?
Ooh,
if I don't get that. If I don't get that horn sound effect, by the way, at some point during this show, Dan, we're going to fight. I need that. Da 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 da. Please, thank you. All right, question number three. J.K. Rowling is the world's highest paid author with $95 million over the past year. She had a Harry Potter spinoff movie do very well in theaters last year called Fantastic Beasts and the Blank. And Blank.
And the Curious Creatures?
Question number four. This week in 2004, the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty was reopened to tourists for the first time since the attacks of September 11th, 2001. The Statue of Liberty was a gift from what country?
France.
And question number five. Sylvester Stallone, let me do this one. Maureen McCormick, 61 years old. She played Marcia Brady on The Brady Bunch. In one of the most famous Brady Bunch episodes, what hit Marcia in the face and broke her nose?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to guess a ball.
Okay. There's all sorts of different things. Could you be more specific?
Baseball.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, getting it done.
I was listening to some Go-Go's, you know.
Which one? By the
Vacation, obviously. I'll be listening to that at 7:45 and at 8:45 for those of you keeping track at home.
Kennedy is counting down the hours until we finish the show.
That's three.
There you go. All right, Leah got 1-2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are tough questions. Here we go. Question number one. Kristen Stewart admits that she has resting bee face, Kennedy.
Who doesn't?
Name the co-star she previously dated for 3 years but was broken off with due to her cheating.
Robert Pattinson.
Tied at one. Question number two. Tom Wopat, who played Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, was arrested for allegedly groping a woman's backside on the set of a play he's doing here in Waltham. What's the name of the 69 Dodge Charger the Duke boys drove?
The General Lee.
I told Dan I'm going to fire him if I don't have the sound of that horn by the end of this show. That's the one I'm looking for. 2-1. Question number three. J.K. Rowling, the world's highest paid author with $95 million over the past year. She had a Harry Potter spinoff movie do very well in theaters last year called Fantastic Beasts and...
Where to Find Them.
That movie surprised me.
I loved it. I didn't like the lead actor, but the rest of it, I loved.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good movie. 3-1. Question number four. This week in '04, Kennedy, the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty was reopened to tourists for the first time since the attacks of September 11th, 2001.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from what country?
From France.
That is correct. 4-2. 2. Question number 5. Maureen McCormick, 61 years old. She played Marcia Brady on The Brady Bunch in one of the most iconic Brady Bunch episodes. What hit Marcia in the face and broke her nose?
A football.
It was a football, Kennedy.
Woo!
5-2. Kennedy gets the sweep. Nice job. Nice job. I'm sorry, Anna Lee. You don't get the win.
They were tough.
Yeah, but I do have a pair of tickets for the Mixed Lounge with the All-American Rejects happening Sunday at the Hard Rock Cafe right here in Boston. It is presented by Arbella Insurance here for New England, here for good. Okay, you enjoy those.
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Annalia from Manchester, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.